Well, good Wednesday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. I'm on the road today, so wanted to take the time to talk to you about the markets today, how things ended up, and a little bit about what we're thinking as we go forward. I think the markets have kind of caught their breath a little bit right now. We had a significant reaction last week to the acreage report, and especially the stocks report. That was the big surprise when we had bean stocks as well as corn stocks come in 60 to 70 million bushels less than the average trade estimate. And so you saw a nice rally. We saw a heck of a rally in the wheat market. Beans have rallied over a dollar. Corn rallied sharply, especially in the May contracts. And then things have kind of taken a deep breath here and set back a little bit. And I think we're kind of holding now until next Tuesday. We will get USDA's monthly supply demand report, and we'll incorporate what USDA found in its stocks report into that report next week. And so most of us are expecting to see corn ending stocks drop a little bit. We'll anticipate a little bit of a bump and probably feed demand over the winter. We'll anticipate a bump in the soybean crush as well as maybe a little bit in the export number as well. And so those will be incorporated into ending stocks. And where that comes into play, as much as anything now, is going to be in next year's beginning stocks. The marketing year doesn't change until the end of September, or excuse me, till the beginning of September, September 1. But when we start penciling out how many acres we're going to have for this year, potential yields, things like that, the beginning stock number is very, very important. And so that's why in my letters that I've put out last week, I had the stocks matrices in there to be able to look at different plannings, different yields, and how those would impact the final numbers a year down the road. And so that's what we're going to be looking at it next week. For the moment, again, things have kind of simmered down a little bit and just kind of waiting again. And so we've taken some premium off over the last couple of days. Today, tried to sell off. The wheat market did sell off a little bit more. Some of the premium that was added last week, and one of the things that we've learned a long time ago in wheat is you always seem to have to feed the bull, and you got to continue to have a bullish story, something new come out. And yes, we've got dry weather in the southern plains. That's a big, big story. Probably part of the reason the market's still where it is. You know, we've still got good world stocks available. Russia's got plenty of wheat. Even with some of these companies pulling out of Russia, somebody's going to figure out how to export wheat out of Russia. Seems like other countries are stepping up, maybe trying to help Ukraine out a little bit. So at the moment, again, we just don't have a new bullish story to trade wheat on. It doesn't mean we can't go higher. Just means that we got to continue to feed the bull. So tonight's closes, we ended up closing well above the lows. May corn ended up down a penny at 652 and three quarters. December corn up three quarters of a cent at 560 and three quarters. May soybeans were down 6.5 cents at 15.11. November soybeans down 4 at 13.16. July Chicago wheat down 9.25 cents at 6.94 and three quarters. Kansas City July wheat down 14 and three quarters at 8.43. Minneapolis May wheat down 16 at 8.73.5. September wheat down 15 at 8.74. May cotton up 2 points at 83.07. December cotton down 12 points at 81.62. May rice up 4 points at 1683. June live cattle up 7.5 cents at 160.30. May feeder cattle up down 17.5 cents at 202.10. The June hogs down $1.20 at 88.37. Continue to be well oversold in the hog market right now. The dollar index was up about a third of a point today after it's sold off pretty sharply over the last several sessions. The crude oil market, June down 31 cents at $80.41 a barrel. Gold is steady today at $2,037 an ounce in the June contract, trading at the highest level in several years. And the stock market, the Dow, ended up 75 points higher at 33,652. Tomorrow morning, we'll get the weekly export sales numbers. and don't expect any earth-shattering numbers there. The number of daily announcements have kind of toned down a little bit here over the last several sessions. We did have unknown in the market this morning buying a few, some corn and some soybeans. Those will show up in next week's report. So nothing really earth-shattering expected tomorrow. Then we do have the markets closed on Good Friday. And so keep that in mind. We won't have markets Thursday night, Friday, and then we'll reopen things on Monday. And so then we got the report on Tuesday. So a lot of things coming up that we'll be looking for next week. But other than that, I can't think of anything new to talk about here. Crop insurance sales are all behind us, so nothing really there to talk about. We'll look at that report next week, that WASDA report from USDA. We'll also get updated CONAB numbers out of South America. And until then, we'll kind of mark time. So hope you have a great day today. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening to Kicking Up Dust. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my day. With the radio playing low.